Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com, and it's not just about baseball, but we're going to cover college basketball, football, and certainly Blues hockey. My guest will be the president, CEO, business operations of the St. Louis Blues, and that's Chris Zimmerman. This is presented by Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Need groceries? Think local, think Schnucks, and by Hair Salon for Men, which opened up, founded in 1997 here in St. Louis. They now have 16 locations in the area. You'll receive the perfect haircut. Hair Salon keeps client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured that they know what you want, and they'll do it in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. For an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. I go there, I take both my boys there, you should as well. That is Hair Salon for Men. The Blues will open up Thursday night, drop the puck against Winnipeg. You can see that game on Fox Sports Midwest with an hour-long pregame show. Lots to get into with Chris Zimmerman from the opening night festivities, renovations at the Enterprise Center, what they're doing with the Cardinals this season. Also, what's the latest on the practice facility? All that coming up. A reminder that the Blues open up Thursday, and they'll also play this weekend against the Chicago Blackhawks. This is presented by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. So for Blues fans, how about this? They have Ticket Tuesday. Blues fans are invited to join the party all season long for the St. Louis Blues, and it's Ticket Tuesday every Tuesday at Hotshots. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hotshots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. You throw on your Blues gear, show up, register to win a pair of tickets, cheer on the Blues while you'll enjoy some awesome specials on food and drinks, including Bud Family and Jack Daniels, Blues Sampler, appetizers, and more. Hotshots, proud partner of the St. Louis Blues, home of Blues fans for more than 28 years, and I'll be coming up to a local Hotshots. We're not certain where the location will be, probably St. Charles, but I'll be there recording a podcast with Jeremy Rutherford of The Athletic, who covers the Blues, and also Blues Hall of Famer Bernie Federko. Those two have collaborated on a new book, and we'll talk about that and a chance to meet Bernie, myself, and Jeremy Rutherford. This is Scoops with DannyMac.com, and a visit with Chris Zimmerman is coming up.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Well, Chris, let's jump right into it for fans that are headed to Enterprise Center. How about opening night? What do you have in plan, and what do you have in store for fans that are coming down on what really is like Christmas for a hockey fan, opening night of the season?
Yeah, well, we are more than ready to get the puck dropped. It was a little bit longer summer, and I guess the only good news is that that's given us a chance to really work on a lot of things that I think our fans will be seeing. So obviously, we've been talking about it a lot. This was phase two of our building renovations, and last year we had the new scoreboard, new sound, new lighting, and this year we touched so many areas, from changing out all of our mezzanine seats to creating our new Anheuser-Busch beer garden off of the 14th Street entrance. We've got new bars, new gathering areas. The list is pretty long, and I think people are going to be impressed with the variety of new areas they have down here.
You know, from a fan's perspective, that's great. From a business perspective, this had to be done, did it not, to kind of keep up with the Joneses and what's happening in professional sports?
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, there's really there's an arena, stadium, building boom going on. And, on the arena side, what we've found is, this building opened in 1994. We've had 35 million people come through the door, and there was a whole set of cities, including Chicago, Boston, Atlanta, all who opened arenas in the mid 90s, and really to keep them competitive, to offer the types of amenities and the types of technology that fans expect today. All of these buildings, 20 plus years old, they need a pretty dramatic facelift. And so our work here was about doing that so that we could ensure we were going to continue to be competitive.
What do you think will be the number one thing that fans take away as they walk in, those that have been there for the 20 plus years or whatever the case may be, when they walk through the doors on opening night? You know, what do you think they're going to take away in terms of visually and what they're going to see?
Well, it sounds a little strange. I think they're going to feel a sense of space, and a sense of space that makes, whether you're having a pregame or an intermission drink, whether you're going into our new retail areas, if you're used to use the Blue Note Lounge, and now we have a new area down on the event level, our Scott Credit Union Club. All of these things added space. We actually have almost 40,000 square feet of new space that, whether that sounds like a lot or not, it's going to make for a different experience, and we believe a better experience for our fans when they're in each of those areas.
How about from the fans' perspective on opening night, what they can expect in terms of the pomp and circumstance that goes along with an opening night and with an opening night here in St. Louis?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think we really try to do a few things on opening night. Obviously, we always believe it's important to give a little bit of a nod to our heritage, to our key alumni. And they will be part of the opening night ceremony. Obviously, in terms of our business, we have a critical new partner in Enterprise, which is now our building naming rights partner. And so we're going to bring them into it. Obviously, that's all about a great St. Louis company that has contributed so much. So we'll certainly integrate them into the show. And then from there, you start to move into building the energy in the building and telling the story of this, this new team, which has a different look, a new look, different players, young players. We're going to bring all of that to life in the pregame ceremony.
I was going to ask you what you think of the team. I know primarily you're on the business side, but you're overseeing so much of it. Just your excitement about the season upcoming on the ice. What do you expect?
This has been a fun summer, and particularly the last, since July 1, between free agency, trades, young players coming along. This is now the start of my fifth season, and I've got other members of the team who have been here 10, 15 years, and I can tell you there's as much energy around the team and the excitement for what lies ahead, and our sense of optimism at seeing how this group's going to come together. So, we are, we feel like we're sort of chomping at the bit, just as I'm sure the players are, to get out there and get going.
When you renovate the building like you have, does that put you in line potentially for an All-Star game, which is something I know a lot of fans are curious about?
We've spoken about it before publicly. We are absolutely in the hunt, and not only in the hunt, but hoping we can that the building and the work that we've done is going to help us get it soon. Commissioner Bettman will be here for opening night, and we're going to actually take him out to the construction site for the St. Louis Community Ice Center that we got into the ground on out in Maryland Heights. So we'll be showing him that project. And I can assure you part of our interest in having him here is to continue to show him what a great building this would be now to host an upcoming All-Star game.
Well, Chris, you got to put them on the hot seat. You got them in town. Let's go.
Well, I'm sure some of our media partners will certainly want to be asking about, how we're able to get that done. So I think we'll be well positioned for that.
Is it something where it has to be cyclical with the Winter Classic that other cities that don't have it or have never had it, that they need to get it? Is that the NHL style, or are they willing to come back even on a shorter term basis to say St. Louis and say, hey, let's do it again. It was such a success. We need to do this again.
Yeah, you know, I don't think the Winter Classic, actually, I think the Winter Classic, if anything, only strengthened our story because we executed it well. The city responded well. I think, typically the game usually goes to or often goes to new buildings and renovated buildings. And so I think we're getting very close here.
It started in Wayno's garden, spread to my kitchen, caught fire with the team, and now imagine the whole city eating my salsa.
Introducing Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa, available only at Schnucks and in stores now.
Dan, people always ask me, Matt, you're hitting the most home runs of your career. You could be the MVP, and the Cardinals are on fire. Is it really because of the salsa? And I tell them, yes.
So swing by Schnucks and pick up Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Go to Schnucks and go loco, folks, with Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. I know a lot of fans that are listening are curious about the St. Louis Community Ice Center. Can you just talk a little bit about that, what's going into it, and, construction, when it opens, and just what it means
Sure.
for the hockey community?
Yeah, so I think, our goal all along has been all about continuing to get ice sheets built. Really, supply of ice is one of the critical things to being able to keep growing the game. And so for the region, which is now showing so much success in youth hockey, losing the Chesterfield ice, the Hardee's Iceplex was a real blow. And so we've been at this for several years now. We have partnered with the city of Maryland Heights, and we've set up the Legacy Ice Foundation really to work to get this project done. We are building a 4-rink facility. 3 of them will be indoor sheets. 1 will be a covered outdoor sheet, which will be obviously seasonal from, let's call it, late October, probably until March. And the Blues will practice there. We'll move from our current location. Lindenwood University, which has a women's varsity hockey team. They've got 2 of the top club programs in the country. They're a lead partner. The AAA Blues program will be there, the Lady Cyclones. We are bringing what we see as a community facility that will really touch every level of hockey. And beyond that, I think we're quite confident that this facility is going to be really one of the premier facilities in the Midwest, and an attraction to bring other events, and not just hockey, but other ice sports as well.
A couple more questions, Chris, before I let you go. I know you're busy. Ticket packs for fans. What are some of the best buys that tickets, in terms of what fans could get in bulk for tickets, would be something that you would advise a fan to do? If they're not a season ticket holder, what are some of the ticket packs that are available?
Well, I think we always like to get people involved in, we have 6, 12, and half season packs. And, we find that those are packages that also give people some other benefits, including access to tickets at the end of the year, and some of the just the ability to start to build a relationship with the team and recognize what it means to be a Blues fan. We continue to grow our season ticket holder base, but there are still opportunities where I'm really pleased. A lot of our new areas are very close to being sold out. So that's great news for us. But, importantly, it's also great news because, what we're really looking forward to is the energy of St. Louis and the St. Louis Blues fans getting back into the building and being a real energy point for Blues hockey this year.
As you can imagine, a final question, a lot of fans are curious about paperless tickets or smartphones and how it all works. Can you describe, you know, what fans need to do?
Yeah, so essentially, we, like many NHL, NBA arenas, I think 30 out of 32 NFL teams are moving to mobile ticketing. Mobile ticketing means that, similar to entering the way you might board an airplane flight with your boarding pass on your phone, it's very similar with a mobile ticket. And the process includes going to the NHL app and then downloading the St. Louis Blues app, and then you can manage your tickets. You can move them to friends. You can exchange them. You can put them on the secondary market if you weren't going to be able to make a game. We believe once you get over that initial hump for some people of establishing an account, and we've got lots of information on stlouisblues.com on how to do that. It is a simple, seamless process that also allows people to know that they've got secure tickets.
Perfect. Chris, thank you so much. Have a great season, a great opening night, and good luck with Gary Bettman on opening night. Let's get some big news here.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Thanks, Dan. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.